Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description. I want to cover several towns that are located in just in one county west of Asheville, and that is Haywood County. If you look at the map here, it is located pretty much exactly west of Asheville. Just like everywhere else, some towns would have downtowns, some towns will have nothing, just, you know, kind of like a main road, main strip of shops, stores, hotels, motels, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. If you were to travel from Asheville and explore Haywood County and everything west of Asheville, the first town that you will come along is Canton. It is not Candler, although Candler is also west of Asheville. Candler is actually located in Buncombe County. So the first Haywood County town that you will see on your way is Canton, North Carolina. So Canton, North Carolina is a small southern town. Population is about, well, it's under 3,000 people. It's got its own downtown, super cute, small stores, local restaurants, coffee shop, you know, all that good stuff. Very cute, historic. And Canton, just like every other area in West North Carolina, will have access to great outdoors, recreational activities, views, mountains. I mean, if you plan on coming to West North Carolina, it's going to be everywhere, okay? But that's not what makes Canton different. Until recently, Canton had this big paper mill that is located right in downtown Canton. And until recently, that paper mill was smelly, but also it provided a ton of jobs to locals and natives who worked there for generations. I mean, a lot of people work there all their life. That's all they know, okay? And I'm saying until recently because Canton had their paper mill shut down earlier this summer. And on one hand, it was devastating news for, I think it was close to 1,000 people that were affected by this closure. And multiply that by families, you know, whose providers worked in that plant. It was just devastating news for a lot of people in the area. On the other hand, other people who maybe didn't have any ties to the plant were kind of like, whew, thank God it closed, because, you know, it was smelly. It kind of slowed down, on one hand, the development of some other areas that Canton could have maybe gotten into. A lot of people did not want to move there because of the smell. I certainly mention it to every client that I have who is looking in the area because of the smell. Air quality was not the best. The river is polluted. So again, on one hand, a lot of people are worried that it's going to be another overflow area from the Asheville area. People who cannot afford to stay in Asheville, be in Asheville, buy in Asheville, live in Asheville, they look everywhere else outside of Asheville. Until recently, they were not looking in Canton because of the smell. And now a lot of people think, well, now it's going to be another overflow area. And what that does is it drives the prices up and displaces even more people who are natives, who've been there for generations, who would not be able to compete with the prices. On the other hand, some people say that there's now an opportunity to bring more businesses and develop some other maybe industries, including tourism in the area. So it's just, you know, the paper mill is still there. There were rumors that somebody was looking at it to buy it and put it back to work. So I say until it's there, until it's not deconstructed and demolished, there's always a chance that it can be, again, put back to life, you know. As of right now, the median sales price in Canton is $305,000, Last year it was like $260,000. I suspect it might change because I heard that some investors, as soon as the paper mill shut down, they were just knocking on people's doors and trying to get the deal. It's ugly, okay? So don't be that person. And I mean, there are still areas in Canton that never had any smelly air from the paper mill. But they are way up in the mountains, okay? There are some nice, expensive, very expensive neighborhoods, luxury homes. Within the last year, the most expensive home that was sold in Canton was a little over $1.5 million. That is sitting on 34 acres. And again, that house is way up in the mountains, so far from Canton, it might as well be in a different county, okay? But it's technically still in Canton. As you're exploring the area and moving more into Haywood County, the next town you will come along is Clyde, North Carolina. And it's gonna be really, really easy to miss Clyde because there's no downtown, there's nothing. Unless you see Welcome to Clyde little sign on the side of the road, you're gonna miss the whole thing. There's no downtown, nothing. And as one local guy shared with me, he said, "Well, there's no downtown. This is it. You're looking at Clyde right now." And we were standing, literally standing at a red light and by the store, by the gun store in Clyde. To do any bigger shopping, he said, they go to either Canton or Waynesville that are really, like 10, 15 minutes away from Clyde, maybe. I think it took me like 18 minutes from Canton to Waynesville, and Clyde was right in between. Again, very beautiful, very laid back, very conservative. It's gonna be opposite of Asheville, okay? You're not gonna see none of the Asheville stuff there, especially in Clyde. So, it's for people who want a more laid back, simple, leave me alone type of lifestyle. As you're driving from Clyde and you're kind of hopping on the highway, you have a choice. There's kind of like a fork. You can take an exit and go towards Lake Junaluska and Maggie Valley, or you can go towards Waynesville. So let's go towards Waynesville first. Waynesville is the biggest town in Haywood County. It is around 10,000 people, so it's a little less than Hendersonville. I hate to repeat myself, but I love Waynesville. It's the whole Haywood County. I feel like it's more mountainous than even the Asheville area. Lots of mountains, lots of great views, rolling up and down roads that just open up these great, gorgeous views, even from downtown. Okay, downtown Waynesville has just kind of one main street type of setting, and there's a ton of all kinds of stores, restaurants, coffee shops. I mean, you name it, they might have it. They have pretty much everything that Asheville has, but less. Okay, remember how I said about Hendersonville in the previous video? It has everything but less. Waynesville will have a little less than that. And again, Waynesville will just like Canton, just like every other town in Haywood County, is gonna be very traditional, more on the conservative side than, of course, Asheville. And I feel like a lot of people take it as a negative, as a con, although some people think it's a pro. But I suggest and I invite everyone and I encourage everyone to just slow down, talk to people when if you visit. Check out for yourself, see who lives there. You might be surprised. I had recently an interview with one of my clients who were actually one of the viewers of these videos who found me on here on YouTube, and they moved to the Asheville area, ended up in Waynesville all the way from Portland. Here's the video. If you want to watch, it's also gonna be in the description. Do
Yeah,
you
don't believe stereotypes. If you're from the other side of the country and you're moving to, this is the Southeast. Just don't believe what you hear. I mean, we talked to you tell somebody in Waynesville that you're from Portland, and their mind goes to, it's like, oh, Portland. They're kind of reacting to what they think they know about it.
Right.
And you can make the same mistake coming here. You move to a smaller city in the South, and you might have preconceived ideas, but
Don't judge the book by its cover until you get to know people, the area, And you might be surprised. Waynesville hosts probably one of the biggest cultural events in the whole West North Carolina. Folkmoot.org hosts a folk festival every year, and they have performances and performers pretty much from, not, I don't want to say every, of course, but from many, many different cultures, countries, ethnicities. And it's right here in Waynesville that some people call backwards, you know. Be open-minded. Median sales price in Waynesville to date is $315,000, so it's a little higher than Canton. And then just median, okay, there are still, again, some nice, luxury, very expensive properties in the whole Haywood County. The most expensive home that was sold in Waynesville in the past year was $1.8 million. That actually went for almost $250,000 over asking price. It sits on a little over 16 acres. The most expensive house that is available for sale right now in Waynesville, North Carolina, is offered at $4.5 million. It sits on a little over 18 acres and is a little over 7,000 square feet in size. Just look at these views. I mean, all the woodwork, very cabin-y feel, great hardscaping, landscaping, amazing, amazing views. If you happen to be in Waynesville, I recommend you stop by a local, very good, very well known by all the locals restaurant, Sweet Onion, that is located in downtown Waynesville. Highly recommend. And Waynesville, again, is for somebody who is looking for a more laid-back, quiet, simple lifestyle, but for somebody who also likes to go out occasionally, you know, and stroll around downtown. They also have the Apple Festival. So Hendersonville has their Apple Festival Labor Day weekend. Waynesville has their Apple Festival, I want to say late October, November, which is a huge difference. But by then, oh my God, that town is beautiful. The foliage, the colors are just amazing. Highly recommend. The whole main street in downtown Waynesville is closed off for all kinds of vendors, of course, apple farmers. So from Waynesville, you can navigate your way back to Maggie Valley, Lake John, Alaska area. It's actually going to bring you right in between, seems like it, Lake John, Alaska and Maggie Valley. If you turn left, you're going to get to Maggie Valley, another small town. No downtown, just main road, main strip of just all kinds of stores. Actually, a lot of RV parks, campgrounds, inns, motels. It seems like they're everywhere, everywhere you look in Maggie Valley. The population of Maggie Valley is under 3,000 people, although it seems like most of the people who live there are tourists, because who else would be staying in all those inns, motels, campgrounds, RV parks, and places? But again, just like everything in here, everything is spread out. As you look up the mountains, you'll see houses on top of the mountains, and those would be some more expensive properties. Not always, but it's gonna it costs a lot more to build a house up on top of the mountain, okay? Maggie Valley's median sales price is actually under $300,000. And I think, you know, a lot of mobile homes and stuff like that dilute the price, and this is why you have this price. But of course, it's gonna be a lot more affordable to live in Maggie Valley or Waynesville than in Asheville. And you get the same nature, outdoors, views, outdoor activities. In fact, what we go to Maggie Valley for is for Cataluchi Ski Resort. Of course, we don't go there in summertime, but come wintertime, they're gonna start making that snow and we're gonna be going there to snowboard. So we are a snowboarding family. Are you a snowboarder or a skier? Put it in the comments. I learned snowboarding. I never learned skiing, so I feel like I'm too old. Actually, I'm never too old, but at this point, I just want to stick with snowboarding. Anyways, Cataluchi Ski Resort is a huge, huge attraction in wintertime for people from other states, actually. We've met people from Atlanta, from Tennessee, from South Carolina, who come to Cataluña Ski Resort in winter because it's the closest. Yes, they make their own snow. It's fake. But when it snows, because it's way higher, they have a lot more, or they would have more snow than we would have in Asheville. So sometimes you get nice cushion dust on top of the crust. And so this is a great attraction, just like all kinds of other outdoor possibilities in that area, in that region. That is why you see a lot of accommodations for a lot of tourists. Despite the fact that the median sales price in Maggie Valley is under $300,000, the most expensive house on the market right now is listed at a little under $4.5 million. Sits on actually 2.25 acres and is over 10,000 square feet in size. If you want great views, this is where you can find great views. And as you start making your way back to Asheville and go up that road, you will come along Lake Janalaska. It actually is a lake. There's a lake there, okay? And it's a very small town, no downtown. It seems like everything is just situated around the lake. A median sales price in Lake Janalaska, I was shocked. It is $477,000 for such a small town. I did not expect that. The population of Lake Janalaska is under 3,000 people. And yes, a lot of houses are located all around that lake. It is very beautiful. And I guess, I mean, it makes sense. There's not a whole lot of houses on the market there right now, only like 5 or 6. The most expensive home that was sold within the past year was $878,000. All these areas, Lake Janalaska, Maggie Valley, they don't have downtown. Lake Janalaska has this beautiful lake that people walk around. There's a sidewalk, very nice, very pleasant. And if you can't find anything in Lake Janalaska, for example, you can maybe find something in Maggie Valley. I encourage everyone, when they first start looking, kind of cast a wider net and look broader. Don't just look at one community or one little town like Lake Janalaska. Look broader and see what's out there and reach out to me and my team if you have any questions, if you need help figuring out if Haywood County, if Maggie Valley, Lake Janalaska, Waynesville, Canton might be a possibility for you. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area. And I will talk to you next time.